Hello, everyone. Welcome to Roleplay Swan Song. There's a lot of different media to talk about. We don't even want to play this. We don't want to play Swan. We just want to talk about shows. So that's what we're going to do for 30 minutes.
All right.
Who's finished House of Cards?
Nope.
I finished season one.
Okay.
I just finished the episode that you tweeted about. You're like, what the fuck, House of Cards? I just finished that
episode. That's episode four.
It is. Yeah.
Marcus hasn't even seen season two and the reptilians take over, too.
That's so true.
I know. And then I heard about the centaur sex and all sorts of crazy shit.
That was a good part.
The black wedding and
No, so like I played or I watched seasons one and two, loved the shit out of them.
Season three came along
and I was like, what is this? I didn't even finish it.
I mean, it's not bad, but it doesn't have the hook. Like season four is a return to form.
That's what I hear. I hear it's like season one is the best, then four, then two, and then three. And
I would agree.
Season one and two were amazing, so I need to go back.
Season three of House of Cards is like season four of The Wire, where it's like kind of season four or five, the one that's like all about Carcetti, where it's kind of like, okay, this isn't really the show I bought in for exactly, but there's still some good stuff there. And then the season after, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I get it.
It's true.
It helps contextualize it a little bit.
It's true. I've never turned away from a television show from what is on screen in disgust and or fear and or terror. It happened in the final 10 seconds of House of Cards season four.
Whoa.
Spoilers.
That's awesome.
And it was only for a split second, but like they do a really fucking good job with how they wrap that up. But it's also like a huge like, well, you didn't actually finish the season, sirs. You actually just cliffhangered the fuck out of everyone.
Yeah, of course.
Because, like, all this crazy shit happens, as it tends to do, and then it's like, yep, that's the season. We'll see you next year or two, and that's it. So, that's that. But, yeah, it's really good.
I keep waiting for the show, and again, I'm only on episode four. Even the first episode, I kept waiting for it to be like, okay, what are they going to do to, like, really, like, ramp it up? I was like, so are they gonna like? Is there gonna be like World War III? Is that gonna happen? What's going on? Like, it's a very tense show because they're so willing to just be like, I don't know, fuck it, we'll just do a thing.
Yeah.
The beginning of season two was like that, where something happens and you're just like, all right, it's that kind of show, I guess.
So, yes, Adam, it's that, but ramped up by about 10,000.
Right. Well, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited.
It's good. I've thought about that final 10 seconds for a lot of time the past 24 hours because I finished it last night. But yeah, it's really good. Did anyone watch the Game of Thrones trailer?
No.
I saw what that it was posted.
What the fuck
today.
Are you doing, man?
I'm sorry. I wake up at 6 o'clock and go to work for 9 hours and then come and do role play.
Oh, that's
for
weird.
Four.
None of us work at all.
Right? Like, well, no. You know what? I would imagine that you guys probably open up a fucking web page and watch the trailer. I mean, if we really want to get in the semantics of it, like, yeah.
If only you worked in the tech industry where you could check out videos so easily.
If only I worked in a fucking job where I didn't have wall-to-wall meetings every day. And yeah, I'm talking to you, Twitch employees, man. I'm fucking tired of opening up my goddamn Gmail and seeing nothing but fucking blue.
Listen,
and then little fucking splices of shit
Marcus,
everywhere.
You
Marcus,
can complain
on
you. You know you were like, just taking meetings with Muppets all day.
I'm emailing you right now.
I wish, man.
We'll talk about it. Okay, we'll figure out this whole thing about meetings. What's your next week look like?
Let me schedule a block at 3 hours so we can break it down. No, sorry. I'm just, my real life was just bleeding through there. Anyway,
it's good.
Haven't seen the trailer.
It's
I hope
good.
That it's
you
awesome.
Should watch it. There's a lot of things that are really cool because they're also just like the book doesn't, you can't spoil stuff from the book anymore, right? Like it's past the book, right?
Which is weird.
It's the other way around. The show's going to be, the show's going to be spoiling the fifth book or sixth.
There are things in the trailer that I think still pull from the book, but
yeah, there has to be.
They're happening out of chronology or out of book order. So I'm pretty excited for that. I didn't realize that was coming up in April, and then I didn't realize that Netflix is like going fucking crazy and has House of Cards out last week and then has Daredevil out on the 18th of March, which is gonna be pretty
good. That's
soon. That's in 10 days.
They're like Apple when they announce stuff. They're like, all right, we got this thing and it's done. Go watch it right now. Just go do it.
It looks good.
I prefer that personally.
Yeah, yeah I don't. Yeah, I like that.
I too. Do too.
Yeah. Don't give me this like 4 year, like, oh, something's coming. We're going to announce the announcement of an announcement, esports. Looking at you.
That's true.
Steven, esports isn't watching this. They're doing something else.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, they're busy tonight.
What if, wait. Guys, what if we did competitive esports? D&D.
Dude, it's been done. That's how they used to do it at Gen Con of old. If you look at the back of
any,
look at any old AD&D module, in the back there's scoring tables for, like, a GM would run the same adventure for like 10 groups, and then at the end they get an award, like the group that did the best at the adventure, and they have how to score and stuff.
I'm just saying, we've got best MLG commentator NA here. But I feel like we're really missing out on
that. Yeah, we got Marcus. Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Oh shit.
Yeah, we got Marcus. Wheat, what have you been up to besides going to meetings every day?
Oh, I was trying to think about media. I've been watching Survivor. I've been playing a lot of Clash Royale.
What's your crowns? What are you at?
I'm at 2100. I'm basically, you know, like what happens is you reach these ranges that are really hard to get out of. So yeah. Like one, for example, is like 1600.
Unless you spend money.
What? No, like, or one's like 1400 to 1600, and then once you get past 1600, you like get up to like 19, then it's like 1900 to 2200, and I've only still spent $100. Like, again, it comes down to, there's a smart way to manage your money, there's a dumb way to manage your money, and pay mobile games are no different, right? You're buying into what is a currency that is represented as a diamond or whatever, a fucking gem, rather than a dollar, and if you just know how to work that, then you can make it last for a long time. It's my advice to anyone. I mean, I have put it exactly. I have actually put in my $100 worth, or I've gotten back my $100 worth like tenfold in the amount that I've played this game.
I've spent $2 and I'm at 900, I think. So it's not bad.
Yeah, I see posts on I see posts on the R Clash of Clans that are like, I am a free-to-play player. I am legendary. So it's possible. He's like, I'm very limited on the decks I can run because I don't have, you know, top-level cards across the board, but I have enough that I can compete in legendary. So it's possible, you know?
Well, all fucking comments. This is the dumbest game.
This is painful, painful to me. Like, physically...
Why?
It just hurts.
Ooh, a bomb tower.
It hurts to know that, like, pay to win is catching on in such an attractive way.
It's not. It's
catching on. I don't know if that's. It's just. It's pay to win's been a thing for like years, man.
It has been, but
yeah, but it hasn't
been
culturally accepted. It seems like the conversation I'm seeing about Clash Royale is that people are accepting it this time.
Dude,
no?
I'll tell you what. Let me drop some fucking mobile knowledge on you, because I play a lot of these games and I spend a lot of fucking money, right?
I'm
going
to
tell you what
a
shitty, like, pay-to-win model is, okay? A shitty pay-to-win model is a game where they actually have in-game tournaments and they reward the top person with more in-game currency.
Okay.
That in and of itself is just fucking flawed, because that means the first person to put that money dump in will just basically consistently get enough to pad them then on and on.
I mean,
so what
you're talking
about
Hearthstone, right?
What?
You're talking about Hearthstone, right?
No, not necessarily.
The arena mode. If you win the arena enough, you get money back. You can keep playing the arena.
Well, but this is like so extreme. Right.
Okay.
Like I'm fucking around in this game. It's called Juggernaut Wars. Right. And they have a ranking system where every day they give you a reward based off of the level in which you are at, and you fight other players' teams in order to, you know, in order to get it. It's like a tactical game. So what happens is the guy in first place down to the guy in like 50th place, they earn like $20 of in-game currency.
Yeah.
Like every single day. So they put a huge investment in up front, and then they're basically paid out. That is a
flawed snowball
pay to win.
Yeah.
Right.
People who win just keep winning.
Exactly. Yeah. What Clash Royale has done is it basically puts you into an area that matches based off of either how much you've paid or how far you've progressed. So there isn't an issue introduced where, like, I am grossly outmatched simply because I'm up against a paid player. those people advance out of the league and into the leagues where the paid players are playing.
That makes a lot of sense. There
actually is a really intelligent thing that Supercell have done in making sure that even though you've spent X amount, you're still in this competitive area based off of other people who have made the same progress or X amount.
That's a good system. Very cool. Thank you for the knowledge drop there.
You're welcome. I know like five people cared, but you know what? This shit's the fucking future.
I don't care.
PCs, fucking consoles. The biggest install base is phones, motherfuckers. And
absolutely.
If you don't see it now, well, then in 5 years when it's just completely taken over, remember we had this conversation.
The only reason these mobile games are able to make millions or billions of dollars a day is because there are hundreds of thousands, millions, maybe even billions of users. I mean, it's just orders of magnitude greater than PCs and consoles. It really is. It's a shame because I did not say
pay to win is the future, by the way.
Mobile gaming is absolutely true.
I have this idea for Swan Song. So from now on, if you want experience points, I'll give you 100 experience for every dollar you PayPal me.
Okay. All right. Great. I'll fucking pay to win that shit. How is that any fucking different than going in and buying an energy drink at the fucking gas station? Or for those of you that suck on cigarettes, like going and buying a pack of cigarettes.
You mean like paying for your vices somewhere else?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I've said this a million times. How many times have you fucking dropped $60 on a motherfucking game and played it for 2 hours? I got fucking a whole goddamn fucking stupid fucking like bookshelves of them. Fuck that shit, man. I'm tired of that shit. I fucking pay as I play.
There you go.
Hi, guys.
Sorry.
That's good. That might be my favorite rant from you.
Good.
That might be my favorite rant from you ever. That was.
I haven't seen a wheat rant in a while.
That was a really good one.
Anyway.
That was good. Jeff, you got a haircut.
Division. Let's talk about that. $60. No, I'm just kidding. I haven't played it yet. I won't.
I don't think you should.
I will. I will.
He says that as a friend that knows you really well, but it sounds really funny. Like, I don't think you should.
No, I would take his advice.
There's no stealth missions, though, so it's at least got that.
Can you hack the planet?
I'm not a bullet sponge guy either. That shit.
You're not a what?
I don't like that bullet sponge bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's definitely bullet spongy. Jeff, did you get a haircut? You changed everything, man. You look like a different person.
Well, I haven't showered in like 2 days.
Oh. You were in Poland. What did they do
new.
To you in Poland?
They worked us 14-hour days, 4 days in a row.
Someone told me that. I was like, holy shit, how does that still happen in today's
world? It was funny. Like, at the end of the day, Nathanius is like in the corner mumbling to himself, rolling on the floor, saying just Kappa into the carpet. Because we're all just like delirious. So it was just, it was pretty funny.
Those are good times.
Had a couple of goofy segments, and they came where they're like, can you guys calm down a little bit? And we're like, no.
Yeah, we've been casting for 13 hours. You calm down. We're calm. We're calm. How was Poland otherwise?
Really nice. It snowed. Again, I live in California, so I don't get to experience that a whole lot, so it's nice for me. I say that because I know there's a lot of people that are like snowed in and are like, fuck snow, I hate that shit. And it's like, for me, it's a nice thing to go visit. I've been to Poland like 4 or 5 times now. It's a really nice country for the event that we keep doing. I Am Katowice, like, it packs an 11,000 person stadium full of enthusiastic and knowledgeable esports fans.
Do they use the same stadium for all games?
So the one that has, it's Spodek, the one that you're seeing for all the games there.
Okay.
Yeah. Just different.
That's only 11,000?
Yeah.
Man, camera shots do a good job then, because it looks like much more than that.
Yeah, my brain was thinking about that too. When you look at it, it looks like, because there's just a sea of people indiscriminately. Yeah. Like, I can't, they just become like
a blur. You can't
see
the end of it. They do very tight shots, so you can't see like the end of the peoples, which is good. Because it looks
just
packed like
it's like that even in person.
Yeah.
But Poland's good. Just, it's funny because, I get asked that a lot, and I don't regret or anything. I really enjoy it, but it's just so exhausting. Like, I just come home and I'm like, well, my hand's shaking. Why is that? I'm exhausted.
Yeah, you gotta drink some water, man.
It's like a physical, mental, emotional exhaustion. But yeah, otherwise, I'm back on the XCOM train. I was thinking about it and just couldn't get over it. So I'm doing Legendary right now, which is nice because it's very reminiscent for me of like, I think the author's name is David Brown, like all those religious zealots that would flog themselves in front of like a fireplace until they were bloody down their back. Like, that's what I kind of feel like. I'm like, oh wow, acid grenade dragon rounds magically and on, you know, the third mission. This is incredible. And then the next mission, like my guy will lob a grenade over a car. It'll graphically glitch and not show that the car is on fire. I'm feeling great. Yeah. Next turn, it explodes and he splatters across the pavement. I'm just like, you know, like, what just happened there? And the whole chat's like, fucking wrecked. Oh. I'm like, you guys understand. I've done this mission for the last 10 hours. Like, this is
some bullshit.
This is bad. We just had to, the mission I did just before logging onto this was we had to rescue a goddamn person because at the end of the mission, it's like clutch shot, like running through two Overwatches, bullets flying overhead. We get the last person gets into the evac zone. And then I guess because there's a tree in the evac zone, it glitched out and didn't give the option for the person to evac.
Oh my god. And was it so on final move? So they literally
capture.
Huh? Oh, it was on final move too?
Oh yeah, no.
That's the worst.
Nothing on my part. Nothing I did wrong at all. I didn't like misclick. I didn't
that's annoying.
Hold position, nothing like that. Just flat out, it's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, XCOM, please. And it's like, no, we took her captured. So I just saved her ass. But
that's how I lost. I miscalculated. I was two tiles away and they ended up capturing Sean. But then I got Sean back.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we saved Private Plot and he became Colonel Plot. He was my all-star sniper. I think he had like 110 kills when I beat the game.
Yeah. I watched yours a few times. It was
the game was just a joke. The final mission wasn't even difficult. It was just I didn't get hit.
That's the problem with the game though. Like the veteran, I feel like there are the beginning of the game is still difficult. It's fun and that's XCOM. But once you stabilize, it's like if you're an adequate gamer at all, it's damn near impossible to fuck up at veteran.
Yeah,
Commander scales up a little bit, but even that, once you get kind of the hang of Commander, it's the same thing. Where like the first time I did the final mission, everyone's like, Jeff, be careful, it's really hard. I'm like, okay, guys, like, I've been playing XCOM a while, it's going to be all right. And then in the final mission, there's just fucking guys flooding out of both sides. They're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Avatars buzzing around. But then after you figure that out, the next run that I did, I cut right through the whole thing, just annihilated everything.
I was a little bit worried because I had a double sectopod spawn with a... whatever the big bads are in the final mission, I guess not.
You had sectopods in the final mission?
Yeah.
Like in that room?
I had two sectopods come out from the portals.
I've never seen a sectopod come out of there. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow.
It happened. I was just kind of like...
At the same time two came out?
Yeah. I think that's what happened. Two of them came... It was two of them and then two mutons, I think is what it was.
Holy shit. Yeah. There is some hilarious RNG in this game. Like... Last night I had this awesome run, but on the second mission, I don't know what the percentage is, but there's just a possibility that two stun lancers and an officer will come out on the second mission in reinforcements.
Oh, yeah.
They drop down, and I'm just like, well, fuck you, XCOM. But then the lancers are like, what are they doing? And they like ran in a circle around it, and I was just like, what are they doing? And the officer's like, marked. And then, let's fucking sit here for a minute, guys, really gauge the situation. So then they all died.
Yeah.
And I had tons of experience, so it's just that's why I love the game. I'm just sitting here laughing my ass off and having a good time, but deeply caring the entire time too.
There you go. That's XCOM. It's a good game. It's still buggy as shit though.
It is very buggy.
Adam, what have you been up to? Besides planning a bunch of Star Wars shit.
Yeah.
So and moving.
And I moved. I moved, so I'm in my new house now, which is cool.
Do you have those audio things up? Because you can hear that echo.
The foam, yeah. I'm not quite done. I got some up. I got to put some more above me.
Oh, you're doing
it's a little echoier than it was before in the old place, but it's definitely better than it was 2 days ago. So,
yeah,
working on it, getting it perfect. I went to a computer store to buy some Cat6 cable the other day, and the entire employee bank was just staring at a screen watching CS:GO. I was like, hey guys, can I?
Oh, really? This?
Yeah, they're just like standing around watching. I was like,
what store was that?
It's cool and all. There's just like we have a ton of these like kind of off-brand like cheap computer stores in Vancouver.
Oh,
so it's just
like a mom and pop shop, kind
of. Yeah, kind of.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that's really cool. They were watching IE then.
Yeah, the whole thing. I can't remember what game it was, but they were all kind of just watching Counter-Strike.
Well, there was some good CS over the weekend, so it makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
It's just a great game for all that stuff, but there's like some young talent that's just fucking tearing it up, and it's insane.
Fallen is a fucking ridiculous, like.
And Nico. Nico carries the entire mouse.
But Fallen was just out of fucking control, man. Some of that shit he was pulling off was insane. So you got Cat 6 Cable. That's exciting. Did you get crimpers or were those already crimped?
I didn't. I got the exact length I needed. I didn't need to.
Oh, you measured it. Smart man.
Did you get the gold-plated Ethernet cable? Because that'll protect your computer from viruses.
I heard that, actually, from signal degradation.
Yeah.
Do they tell you that stuff at the mom-and-pop shops?
No.
They don't even probably have that stuff in the store, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, they don't. It's just like plastic bags with cables in them with, like, the name of the cable on the outside.
Yeah.
Now, so I've just been getting set up in here. Did Swan Song GM thing on the weekend as a test stream. And it's good. I went through that like horrifying phase of being like, okay, well, I have to pick a new internet provider. And
I'm getting to that too. Did you get one that's good?
Yeah, I was really happy. I came over and there's that moment where it's like, okay, well, I got to test it. Let's see how it goes. And I was just like, if this goes bad, what am I going to do? Like, if it's really, really bad, this is the beginning of a horrible nightmare. But then it was perfect and it was fine. But, like,
I'm gonna have terrifying to do that moment.
Yeah.
It's funny because I'm talking to the landlord, like, today. And I'm like, so, what type of internet solutions do you guys have? And he's like, oh, you know, just the normal stuff. And I'm like, great. Fantastic. That's not what I wanted to hear. He's like,
that was the weirdest thing, too, is like that and explaining to people what they're like, oh, so what do you do for work? And I'm like, here we go.
Yeah.
Yep.
So are you aware of video games? Have you heard of those?
Oh, you make video. Did you make the Tetris? And you're like, no.
thankfully, though, the landlord of the place that I'm in now, when I was like, oh, I like, you know, I stream on Twitch. He's like, oh, cool. I watch Twitch. And I was like, yes. And I was like, so, you know, obviously for me, internet's really important. And he's like, no, it's cool. Me too. It's like, good. So that was what helped me decide on the place I'm at.
I am a gamer.
Yeah. I think I'm actually going to be fucked and have to get Time Warner. So we'll see how that goes in a couple months.
There's no utopian internet provider where you're like, oh, I've got such and such. It's wonderful. So, they're all.
What? So that's I'm getting Google Fiber in like 9 months.
Yeah.
Google Fiber. Yeah.
In Vancouver, it's really bad because we have one fiber optic internet provider, and they only do like half a dozen like major like building corporations just downtown, like high rises.
That sucks.
And I moved away from downtown. I was like, well, there goes the best internet in town. What's the second best?
Yep.
But it's working out okay.
Yeah, I think it's either there might be AT&T in there. I think is what he was saying. He was gonna find out like a full list, but it's only a 6 month lease, so I only have to like not have a job for 6 months if it goes bad. So
no problem.
It's not a big deal.
I mean, by then
we suffer so that the mini wheats of the world will have better internet when we move on.
That's the dream, at least
for them. If not for us, then for our children and our children's children, that's a true. Better internet.
That's true.
What?
Yeah. Or we can all move to Sweden.
Oh shit!
We got a call. Well, cool. Congrats on the move.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been good. It's nice having a bigger space and like more room to do stuff. And I set up all my role playing.
Yeah,
games.
Yeah. I was just about to compliment you on your bookshelf back there, Adam. That's pretty slick.
Okay, so here's the thing about being a nerd and owning a lot of books. They're fucking heavy and they're made out of wood and they're bullshit and carrying them sucks. Yeah, so
it's true.
Here's my note to you, eager young nerds: don't do this. This is a horrible mistake. It sucks.
Get them on PDF. Get a nice e-reader.
This is the A game. Everything else is still in boxes, but yeah.
There you go. It's the easiest backdrop too with all the PC or with all the books.
Yeah, once I clear out all this bullshit cardboard boxes, it'll look a lot better.
But Indeed.
I played Tales from the Borderlands. I just finished it today. That game's fucking funny. It's really fun. I was really surprised.
Episode 4 is the best episode.
After I played Walking Dead episode or the first season, people were like, oh, they're all pretty bad after that. And I was like, all right, I'll try Tales from Borderland. There were tons of times where I was just like actually legitimately like really amused by the writing in the game. It's pretty fantastic.
It's good. The finger gun game is really good.
Yeah.
Or the finger gun moment was really good.
Yeah.
It's a good game. Everyone should play it. Steven, what have you been up to?
Man. Playing West Marches. We had some good weeks recently. That was a lot of fun. Oh, man. Nobody here is on the West Marches. You guys should check it out.
I know about it.
I was there.
It's been 6 months, dude. This
yeah. Like,
I'm gonna wreck your shit on Saturday.
Oh, it's gonna be so good, man! I can't wait. The quest you guys are angling for is gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, like other than that, I am starting to spend like an average of a half hour to an extra hour in the work in the evenings as things heat up here on Roller Coaster Tycoon World. So that's most of what I'm spending my quote unquote free time doing. Making games is fun and also hard and also fun. I can't wait.
There you go.
That's about it.
Awesome stuff. I'm trying to think if there's any movies come out recently.
Cloverfield Lane soon, bro.
Yeah, that I don't. There, no one knows what that is. So we'll just
John Goodman.
I mean, sure. Yeah, he's a fine actor. It's pretty good.
Goddamn right he is. We're all
about the witch.
My friends didn't die face down in the mud on Burger Hill so that you could fucking disrespect them.
Listen, Jeff, you're not wrong. You're still an asshole.
Someone in chat has reminded me that I played a game on stream last night that one of my friends here in Montreal made with her small team. So that was really fun. It's called Moon Hunters. So if you like 4-player co-op, Zelda-like procedurally generated myth-building stories, it's hard to one-line that game, but it's lots of fun.
Steven, I'm more of a roller coaster man myself for games where.
I can't.
The coaster's roll, is that what you're into? The coaster's roll.
You could
game?
Say that.
I can't fault you on that one, Jeff. Roller coasters are pretty good.
There you
pretty
go.
Pretty good roller coasters.
I saw Zootopia last night. It's actually
ain't
a decent. I mean, yeah, if you like Disney movies, it's pretty cool.
Last night for date night, we watched Spectre.
Yeah,
that's
you said you didn't like
that. Fucking terrible movie. I mean, it's mediocre. It's mediocre. It was
coming out of Skyfall. It makes it look especially bad because Skyfall was so solid. I thought.
Well, there's a moment towards the end where, like, I guess without giving too much away to people that haven't seen it, the bad guy says like, "Oh, Mr. Bond, I'm gonna do something to you, and you're gonna hallucinate and not be able to see so and so's face," and you're like, "Oh, damn, they actually did that. That's fucking crazy." And then he's like, "Nope, I'm fucking James Bond," and nothing happens. And it's like he just kills the entire thing, and then he walks off in a fucking helicopter. And I'm like, "This is a dream, right? He's about to wake up and still be fucking." Nope, that's actually a thing that happened. I couldn't get past that. He was too godlike.
It does include the worst gunfight in movie history, where he grabs her hand and is running out of the compound, and literally like, "Oh, look, a gas tank!" Shoots it and it kills everyone. And
yes.
He's like, "Thank God for that gas tank."
Yes.
I was like. I heard all these rumors and stuff about Daniel Craig coming out of that being like, "I'm never doing a Bond movie again." And after watching that, I could see him be on set and they're just like, "All right, action, single shot at the gas tank, go." And he's just like, you fucking.
Yeah.
Like Pierce Brosnan ran from AK-47s, jumped into a tank, and drove through Petersburg. Like,
that's true.
That's Bond, not like. Burner. He's like, "Come with me. We'll have sex," and then they run off. Like,
but still, actually, I think you just described every James Bond.
That's pretty much
movie.
Every.
There's more, Steve, Adam. There's a subtlety
Steven.
To it. There, it takes Adam. Like the third bullet. The Daniel Craig brand is he's supposed to get bloodied, but also
yeah, like that was
the worst fight ever. Like he's in a fucking helicopter. The whole time when Anna and I watched that, and the helicopter's like careening towards the audience, I was like. I mean, he's got a license to kill, but I don't think a license to genocide. Like this is pushing the boundary a little bit.
I will say the
so,
first.
So, what is his license to kill? Like a subway punch card? Like, no, you've killed enough. That's it. No more.
I mean, that's kind of what happens.
I don't think that's that weird.
Yeah.
You crash a helicopter into a fucking convention of people. Literally, 370 people died. Like that's a bit excessive. He's like, "I do what I can."
That's
See,
what
Steven,
he says.
That's how you do a British accent.
I do what I can.
Sounds like Paul McCartney.
It's okay, Adam. I'm just going
just
to talk like this for the entire rest of the show.
It's going to be all right.
I was around the bus all weekend, so it's... Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's do the swan song.
Let's play some swan song.
No.
See, I like it.
You don't know what you've started.
The episode of Swan Song where everyone talked like the Beatles the whole time.
I'm guessing it won't get ruined like jizz music ruined an entire
More than one.
Yeah, that's it, it. That lasted a long time.
Nobody saw that coming.
Well, let's get caught up on where we're at. I was going to start a thing with Piani, but Weed has abandoned us. So Piani dies. We're all at her funeral, it's really sad. You all feel sad.
Playing one of those goddamn cell phone games again.
Gotta go. Getting a call from the Royale.
Tamagotchi needs food. Hang on, guys.
Wait, they got Tamagotchi on phones now?
It's better to tease Wheat when he can't yell at you back, by the way. I found that's true.
Yeah. That's true. Yep.
That's what happens. You get up, you go away, you come back, and everyone's lost respect for you forever. So you actually completed a mission like pretty much within parameters last time. It went really well. It was great for everybody. And made a bunch of money and paid off a big chunk of the debt that you owe to Sunbeam. Alpharius, your name your face is becoming synonymous with this legendary racing figure, Brumpo Tungus. And it's a thing. It's starting to spread. There are some photographs of you on or by the racetrack. Some employees of the hotel, traumatized, who probably did like interviews after. But the time they were verbally abused by Brumpo Tungus. There's a big cantaloupe craze going on in Asa now. Yeah. People of Asa are really into cantaloupe. So you left the planet on basically like a commercial liner to return you to where Rajani was hanging out on planet on Vinaya. Which is where the Swan Song is waiting for you with a shiny new coat of paint and significantly less hull damage than it had before.
Can you tell us the damage in respects to the self-portrait of Captain Higgins on the
show? His face looks like Swiss cheese. It was painted over. Almost certainly painted over.
Oh, okay.
In repair. The kind of anti-radiation coating would have had to have been reapplied to the whole ship. So I guess, you know, like, do you, when you're on your way back, when you're on this liner, it's basically just like an airplane, essentially, but it travels between systems, so it takes like 4 or 8 days there to get, you know, from system to system. It takes a while, it takes about a week, and while you're on the ship, are you, like, working on anything? Do you mostly stay kind of to yourselves? Do you keep playing the I'm Brumpo Tungus game, or what do you do?
As far as Alpharius is concerned, if anyone like talks to him about it, he would, but he's not like pretending to be, you know, he's Alpharius.
Yeah, okay.
Alpharius, do you and Eric just like shoot the shit laughing about Brumpo Tungus every once in a while?
I think so, but his laughing about it is more of a like in response to your laughing. He's not sure if it's funny or not.
Oh yeah. No, Eric is totally like, probably by the fifth day, you're like, God, Eric, just come on, man.
Yeah, he's just trying to figure it out. Like every time you bring it up, he's like gauging your description and how you're interacting with it.
Yeah. Brumpo Tungus. Eric is basically a fan of Brumpo Tungus now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like in his mind, he's made up like placements and performances at past historic races. And like, oh, yes, well, Mr. Tungus would definitely have come in third place here. Yeah.
Right, so you're continuing the saga.
I'm actually, I've pulled up a couple of hyperboat models, and I'm like, you know, compositing them together for like, you know, Brumpo Tungus fan art of like what his racing boat is like. But also at the same time, I think I'm probably trying to like get Piani to take a look at decrypting the computer dump that we got onto my datapad.
That's right. Yeah, Flynn's computer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Well, we can start with that. I just wanted to make sure because you do have some downtime. You arrive back in Vinaya on the 2nd of April. So I want to give you a chance if there's anything you want to do. Also, if you have any messages that you want to prepare or send before you leave, you'll have responses to them ostensibly when you get back.
He does have a serious meeting with Captain Higgins and lets him know about the missed opportunity to talk to the front lady who had something to say to him.
Yeah, it was obviously really important.
Yeah,
That's okay. Someday in the distant future, we will meet again. Okay, well, why don't Piani? Why don't you do? Why don't we get a computer roll from you?
I want to talk about my PowerPoints, my psychic points.
Yeah, sure.
You leveled up, right? We
there comes an age where everyone wants to talk with their pee-pee.
Yeah.
Okay, now say it again in a Liverpool accent, Jeff.
How the hell do I?
It comes to time and I didn't calculate.
How do you calculate your PowerPoints?
Yeah.
I was about to say we do this every time, but this has only happened like 3 times, so. Let me take
it. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yeah.
Mother of God. So
I found a character sheet.
You add the number of additional PowerPoints. So what, you just hit level 5?
Yeah.
Okay, so you get 9 more points plus your best prime attribute modifier if you have one. So do you have a modifier for wisdom or charisma?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
So all over the place here. So I have wisdom.
You have a +1 to wisdom?
Yes.
Okay, so you get 10 more PowerPoints at this level.
Okay.
And if you want to burn any of them to master any of the abilities, you can.
Yeah, I probably will.
Permanent expenditure of side PowerPoints equal to the power's activation cost.
And you have to do it in order, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I now have 26. Okay, I'm gonna think about the actual burn because I just need to do some quick math, but I definitely will. So it's just basically cost?
Yeah, it's whatever you would need to normally expand to activate
it. If it costs 3, then I burn 3, but I can – okay.
So then you can activate it for free.
I'm not even going to really think about it. I'm just going to master psychic healing right away.
Okay.
So I can just do that shit all days. Let me make sure that that's actually okay. Oh, you know what? I take it back. I have to master biostasis as well.
Yeah, but that's only a total of like the 2 together. Yeah.
Yep. So I have 22, and I have a master here. Great. Okay. Computer roll.
Yeah.
Let's get on that.
I'll show in a sec, chat. I'm trying to figure out why the overlays were outdated, even though I fixed them last week.
Oh, wait, where's my character sheet? There we go. Computer.
Save them.
And. Intelligence, or does it matter?
It's intelligence, but if you don't have a bonus.
All right. 10.
Oh, 10. Nice. Okay. All right.
It fucks over everything.
So.
See, we're playing with Po now. Yeah.
Okay. So you. Yeah, you run some basic decryption. It takes a little extra time because the core programming isn't done in a language you understand. But once you get down to the math, it's not a problem. It's just like a whole bunch of like schematic data. And do you want to take some time to look over it before you give it to Eric, or do you just turn it over?
I'm not sure that like I would even know really what to be looking for. So maybe I would just do the most obvious, you know, like search of terms that relate to anything, you know, maybe I just search for swan song. Maybe I search for my name. Maybe I search for the crew names and just like, but I don't think I really have any true understanding for what might be on here. Right. I mean, mm-hmm. Could be anything.
I think that, I mean, you got a 10, so you got pretty much full access to it. Most of the information on here is like metallurgical data, information about fuel admixtures,
anything about the ship itself that we
engineering. There's notes basically, like there's no like schematic for the ship necessarily in whole, but there's like information about various parts. It's like a personal log of an engineer.
Okay.
So there's some data there, but you know you'd have to turn it over to somebody who knows a little bit.
Yeah, so I think I probably take it back to Eric after working on it for quite a while. And
so there is one other thing though. There's it was never activated. There's a Calm's protocol, like a string there, that if it were fed into a like a proper communication system, the pad that this was on didn't have one, would trigger a, like a beacon, basically, one directional communication to somewhere. It looks like an emergency protocol, like it's sort of buried in the code somewhere.
And you said it would activate like a beacon, or it would
it would identify
a beacon.
It would, it turns on basically and sends out a signal.
Oh. Okay. No. All right. Eric.
Yes. Yes.
I had a chance to check out the data that we grabbed on the last run.
Yeah.
I'm sure that I'm sure what we have will be of interest to you. I can't really make heads or tails of it. Seems to be a bunch of shit I don't understand. However, there's one interesting thing in there, and well, before I let curiosity get the best of me, I thought I should tell you about it. It seems that there's a activatable beacon within the data here. So if we turned it on, well, someone might come.
Is it a beacon to where the data is stored, as in this computer? Or is it a beacon to somewhere else that we could track down?
Yeah, no, you would activate it and it would let something somewhere know where you are.
Where we were. Yeah. It's a tracking beacon.
Wow. Well, we'd better be very careful not to set it off. Though, well, I guess I should take a look at the data, and if it seems very interesting, then maybe Mr. Higgins would be interested in seeing what shows up.
I mean, I almost hit it myself, so I'm definitely interested, but you're right. Take a look at the data and see what you find.
Thank you very much, Piani. This was very helpful.
Well, just letting you know, if I was actually billing you for it, it'd be like 5,000 credits. So just remember that.
Oh,
all right, I'm off.
Okay, here. I just wire 5,000 credits to you.
Oh, great. Maybe I'll start standardizing my rate across the ship. I gladly take it.
The next time there's a blast door that needs closing, you're like, that'll be 6,000. I don't know, Higgs.
I'm not made of money here.
I'm not made of money here, Higgs.
I always joke with my family, like, that'll cost you, you know, $60 for fixing it. And it never works, but... apparently, you just got to be consistent about it. So, great.
Yeah, great. Eric takes it. He's super excited. I think, like, his hands are shaking a little bit as he walks back to his room. He's just going to sit down, like, you know, in his bunk, like, lights out, just reading this thing for, like, the next 3 nights or whatever. I'm just trying to, like, reverse engineer as much as I can. Can I pull up schematics that I have stored of like past hyperboats in order to just have them as like reference material sort of around me?
Yeah. You want to do like a hyperboat research project.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, you've got some time to do that a few days after Piani brings you the data. Why don't you make a post-tech role?
Post-tech. What's your
intent? Like, what do you want to do?
Well, I mean, the ultimate goal is to reverse engineer how this hyperboat was built. It sounds like I don't have enough data here to be able to do that. But, I mean, you're saying, like, this bit doesn't have the engine information in it, does it?
You haven't really had a chance to look over it yet.
Okay. Trying to figure out a way to angle to use my astronautic skill instead of my post-tech skill to evaluate this information.
I mean, post-tech is just like general engineering. You'd have to start there, and then based on what you learn, you could theoretically start using your astronautics.
Well, here it goes. Let's see what happens. I'm not assisted or anything, right?
No.
What just happened? Oh, there I go.
There it is.
Not bad.
Not bad. Okay. All right. So... you know, like I said to Weed about the information, it's Yeah, it's like metallurgical data. It's like, what if we used, you know, this kind of molecule for the adhesive instead of this one? It's a lot of theory stuff. It doesn't seem to. There's no practice data. There's no like test data, but it would be enough for you to start doing, if you had a lab, start doing some of these experiments yourself.
Nice, very good.
It seems like some pretty extensively experimental stuff. Like a lot of this, you're like, what even? I don't recognize this formula. What even is this? But in theory, based on what you can figure out, you could potentially start to piece some stuff together.
Cool. There's nothing, like, I don't get any deeper information that would be useful for my astronautics or whatever.
You can see how some of this stuff might apply to building small spacecraft, small, like, non-drive space spacecraft.
Yeah.
But it's mostly, like, test data, so it's hard to say.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I guess by the time I've pieced that together and figure it out, Yeah, so like there's interesting stuff here, and I could do experiments if I had access to a lab, but there's not the full amount of information regarding how to build it. Like I'm missing critical pieces of information.
Yeah, the information you have is all the theory stuff. You don't have any practical data. Ostensibly they figured that out and then used it to make the hyperboat, but it wasn't stored in Flynn's computer.
Right, damn. Yeah, I guess I would go to Higgins, and I'd tell him what I found, and also about the beacon.
Okay. So where are you in that when Eric comes to find you, Higgs?
How long have we been flying at this point?
It's probably in the last couple of days. You're in system. You're back in that sector, and you're taking the trip from the out sector gate space to the planet.
Do we have connection? Like, have we gotten... The internet's not on, right? Because we're still...
Yeah, it can have been restored. So if there was anything that you wanted to do while you were...
Okay. Well, Higgins is looking up any information he can find for an ego... Not boost, because his ego's pretty big to begin with, but just an ego trip on his finger gun event. Seeing if that has... hit the presses at all.
Right. I think that you get a lot of information about pieces about how the population of ASA is starting to become more and more aware of the fact that their planet has a pretty high like pirate presence, that High Beam is making itself known in that sector and throughout the rest of the sector as well. Nothing specifically about, a brave young man scaring off a pirate ship with his bare fingers, but, definitely some, there's one piece you read about, or maybe like you get to watch a video about, someone who's like, the races were rigged and like pirates got involved and like, he's pretty close to the actual truth, but he's in some like quack magazine. And
yeah. Some tabloid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then, yeah, he does mention like, Why does everybody think this Brumpo Tungus is this great racer? No one has heard of him before. Where did he come from? This reporter couldn't find anything about him. And like, he's pretty sure that Brumpo Tungus is a hoax. But he comes off as this like conspiracy wacko.
Great.
Great.
Yeah. The international tattler. No, interstellar tattler.
Yeah. So I guess you walk in on me. I've got a screen up. It's maybe just very dim in the room. Sitting there just in my underwear, just drinking. Staring at the monitor, and you hear the words just like, what do you say? Well, fucking, where's my store, man? I gotta leak this shit better. I'm just like, hey, Eric, how's it going?
Hello, Mr. Higgins. I found some very interesting material.
Can you believe my fucking, I don't have my finger gun store in there. I shot the fucking ship down with my goddamn fingers, and it didn't even make fucking national news.
It's not in the news. Just show me.
I can't show you, Eric. That's the issue.
Yeah, I come over and I start like running a search. I'm like, no, that's ridiculous. Those finger guns were amazing.
I know.
We basically took down that ship.
I know.
Just you and me.
I know.
Well,
I was there, and they.
What?
It's fuck. We gotta get. We'll talk to Piani. We'll get her to computer it. We'll get him. We'll get the story.
What about Mr. Pollard? Surely he could put together something. It would make a great movie.
Eric, don't. If you mention his name three times, he'll just show up on the ship. So please don't. All right. Oh. Just don't speak of it anymore.
Oh, okay. I found something you might want to look at.
Okay. Is it the story?
No. We could call Mr. Pollard, but no. Sorry. It's this. Nope. And I hand you the data pad. I say, I took a dump of the computer that Yeah.
I just kind of like laughing, like, yep. Yeah. Go on.
Great start to a sentence, Eric.
I made an ISO of the computer that Flynn and the woman, Kira and Gaza, were using for the Ooh. Specifications of their boat. And Piani managed to decode it.
Ooh, that's probably worth some money.
In its current state, I'm afraid I don't really think so. There's a lot of experimental data and metallurgical information about the theory behind building a better breed of hyperboat, but there's no practical data, testing data, or even much information on the drive itself. However, if I had a lab, I could probably start reverse engineering some of this. It's possible some of the materials could be very valuable in upgrading the capabilities of the Swan Song itself. But the most interesting part is this bit, and I sort of like scroll down to a piece of code that just probably to Higgs looks like a piece of gibberish and not much better to me anyway. Piani says that this is a beacon, and actually if we activate it and hook it up to the ship's broadcasting system, then it will put out a signal that could potentially attract someone or something.
What? No.
Now that I'm saying it, that sounds like a bad idea. But
yeah, no, that's the worst idea you've ever had, Eric. And you blew up a spaceport. So there's kind of a big list of bad ideas.
Well,
and that's the worst one. You don't want to put a beacon on a ship. That come over here. We got some stuff that we stole. It's probably alien. Come check us out.
What if we put a beacon on some sort of location? If we found a lab and we started working on it, and then we used the beacon there, we might use that to make contact with the people who will have more information that we need.
That's possible.
To complete our acquisition of this.
Do we have any idea what origin of where this all comes from? What we could possibly expect?
I think we might need to do more investigations for that. I don't think Piani knew, though.
Okay.
It's possible that with some sort of computer laboratory, she may be able to backtrace the signal and begin to pinpoint the general direction of its origin.
Well, this comes from that Wrigley feller, right?
The gum?
The caterpillar.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's probably
Wrigley
right?
Gum. It keeps its flavor after 1,000 years.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's probably one of them, right?
It stands to reason. After all, the computer was, well, it seemed its user interface seemed uniquely suited to his species' capabilities.
Okay. My only fear is that, you know, this is a big beacon for the space pirates to find this stuff as if it's a recovery method for them to come and collect their goods.
Yeah. I think if we wanted to make use of it, then the right way would be to lay some sort of a trap and not to actually broadcast it from the Swan Song itself. But I thought it was interesting enough that you would want to know.
Now, with these type of devices, is there a way to see where the other side of the signal's coming from?
I think we'd have to ask Piani.
Okay. All right. Let's go do that. And I grab it and storm off to Piani's room.
Okay. I actually sit down at Higgs terminal and
you
I
sit
start
down
searching.
And the chair's a little bit wet.
Yeah. Ew. And I just start searching for the finger gun episode.
Okay. Yeah, I go to Piani's room in my underwear.
Okay. So you just leave and you're like walking down the hall of this like passenger ship. Some woman covers her like daughter's eyes like, oh, honey, look over here. As it like scowls at you as you walk by.
Higgs actually forgot he's not on the Swan Song.
Yeah, yeah. He
walks outside and he sees other people. He's like, why the fuck are you on my ship? But then I look around, I'm just like, wait a minute, who are all these people? Then if they just don't say anything, they're just kind of like hide
yeah,
their children's
stare,
eyes.
Like staring at you as you walk by.
I'm just like, oh, well, they're going to see it someday. I just find Piani's room.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so you you find the room that that Piani is staying in.
Okay.
What happened to your pants?
Is that a serious question?
Did you lose them?
No, they're on my... I forgot that we weren't on the Swan Song. You know, I was... Can you believe they don't have a story on me from the ASA? The finger guns, man. They didn't even make the headlines. Fucking this Brumpotungus bullshit I made up did. How the fuck does that make any sense? There's not even any proof to that. He didn't save a goddamn person or caterpillar.
There's a simple solution.
Can you hack it?
Do you think there's footage of it? That's what you need to sell it to the media, Higgs.
Well, hold on. You're saying that we should...
A guy shot the fucking ship down with a finger gun. But if there's footage of it, then you can spread it everywhere.
So what you're saying is we should have a reality show.
That's not what I'm fucking saying.
I think that's what you're saying. And if I could go back in time, I would share this with myself so that I could use it against you many moons ago.
Eric walks in and says, did someone say reality show?
A reality show, Eric. It would be great.
I love reality shows.
If you're so concerned about the finger gun, you should see if there's any footage floating around.
Okay, I'll try my hand with computers. We'll look at something. Hey, and I'd slam the hard drive onto the desk. Eric said there's some sort of beacon in there that we can turn on.
There is. Apparently within the dump of data, there's a beacon. At first I thought maybe it was just something we followed, but it appears to be a beacon in which we turn it on and maybe something will follow us.
So what
don't know who it is or what it is.
Can you find the origin of whatever's tracking us there? Does it work like that? Or is it just going to ping anything?
To ping our location to an unknown source far as I can tell.
No way of tracing any of that?
I mean, you have to believe that it has something to do with the individual who wrote this.
Well, yeah, it's probably that caterpillar. He probably wants it back.
So maybe it's for other caterpillars.
You think
for other worms.
Do you think the caterpillars meet and then turn into butterflies together?
I don't know, Higgs.
Some sort of sick insectoid orgy?
Like, think about it for a second and I don't know.
Okay.
So do you want to activate it or not?
Hold on. What if this beacon is a calling card to all caterpillars in the space universe to come to the orgy on the planet of its turning on?
What if
it's
the
a meeting? It's a
for
meeting
a,
call.
A million credits.
Well, I think the orgy is more likely than a million credits, believe it or not.
So are you saying you want to turn it on?
I mean, look, what if we just turn it on? Does this, I go and shut the door. Does this ship only go to and fro? Can you look up its flight plan?
Yeah, we could probably figure that out.
Yeah. I mean, you can look up the like flight number and stuff, but it's basically like a commercial airline for space. So this individual ship, if you want to track that, you'd need to look at the airline and see what flights it's assigned. Look at the space line and see what flights it's assigned to. Yeah. That would require a roll because that's not publicly available data.
All right, I'll look that up. I'll roll for that.
Okay, yeah. Make that computer roll.
All right. Make the roll, and we'll find out what it means after the break.
Okay.
Oh
my God, how could you do it? Here comes the roll. Not assisted. And
not
eight.
Bad. Not bad. All
right. We'll find out what the eight means for the second computer skill check of all computer right. check song. Because that's all we do here is let Piani
computer check. Piani rolling dice.
Yeah, Piani just rolls the dice. There you go. All right, let's take our first break, and we'll come back in hour two here of Roleplay Swan Song. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.